IT is hiring again with a catch. How much PhonePe, Google Pay, Paytm will make from MDR? Girish Mathrubootham's together gears up for a new fund. Karnataka mulls opening up government data sets to Anthropic.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with India's IT sector, where campus hiring is making a comeback, but it looks very different from what it used to be. Now, after a subdued hiring cycle, TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech, and Tech Mahindra, all the top guys, have all resumed fresher recruitment, helping India's top five IT companies add more than 5,400 employees during the June quarter. But this isn't a return to the old model of hiring thousands of graduates and training them for months. Companies are now looking for engineers who can contribute to AI-led projects almost from day one. But one clear sign of that shift is the rise of forward-deployed engineers or FDEs. These professionals combine software development, AI expertise, and customer-facing consulting to help enterprises deploy AI into real business workflows. So the message from the industry is quite clear. Campus hiring is definitely back, but companies aren't simply looking for more engineers. They're looking for a different kind of engineer. All right, next up, the possible return of merchant discount rate or MDR on UPI payments could create a major revenue stream for India's biggest payments apps. Now, Money Control has learned that PhonePe and Paytm could each earn around 700 crore rupees annually if the proposal goes through, while Google Pay could make anywhere around 500 crore rupees. Now, the biggest beneficiaries are expected to be the largest players because they already have extensive merchant acquisition networks and established revenue sharing arrangements with partner banks. Smaller UPI apps, however, fear they could lose out. Industry executives told Money Control that larger players have greater negotiating power with banks, making it harder for smaller apps to secure a comparable share of MDR revenues. So depending on the final rate, the proposal could generate between 13,000 crores and 16,000 crore rupees annually across the UPI ecosystem, providing fresh resources to expand digital payments further. Moving on, AI-focused venture capital continues to gather pace. Money Control has learned from sources that Together Fund, the venture capital firm founded by Freshworks founder Girish Mathrubootham and Eka Software founder Manav Garg, is in talks to raise a new $170 million fund. Now, that could make it the firm's largest one so far, following its $100 million debut fund in 2021 and its $150 million second fund in 2023. The move comes as several Together Fund's portfolio companies, including Emergent, Composio, Rocket, and Rapid Claims, continue attracting follow-on investments. Now, the firm also increases check sizes for AI startups, typically investing between $3 million and $5 million initially, while reserving as much as $20 million for follow-on rounds. Now, the fundraising also reflects a broader trend. Venture capital firms, including Creages, Peak 15, Axel, and Lightspeed, are all increasing their focus on AI, with VC fundraising already crossing $3.2 billion during the first half of this year. All right, moving on to our last story. Karnataka is looking to deepen its AI ambitions through a potential partnership with Anthropic. Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar recently met senior Anthropic executives to discuss using artificial intelligence across government services, higher education, healthcare, and scientific research. One of the key proposals is to securely open government data sets for AI development while ensuring that sensitive government data remains stored within Karnataka. Now, the discussion also covered setting up department-wise AI working groups with tax administration, e-governance, and citizen services emerging as potential pilot projects. Now, the state is also exploring AI skilling initiatives, including Claude certification programs under Karnataka's NIPUNA Nipuna initiative, along with subsidized access to Anthropic's Claude platform for universities. And the conversations are part of Karnataka's broader effort to position itself as a leading AI hub, while ensuring that privacy, security, and data sovereignty remain central to future AI adoption. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of TechRee from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters and the tech and startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday in the evenings, bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.